we're looking at the results of a survey that's been done about that Brits not cooking. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's anything new to discover, is it, that a lot of people don't have time to cook during the week?
No, I mean, it's not new. I mean, I must say, I was really disappointed when I heard the results because, you know, with the explosion of the food world, suddenly sort of, you know, millions of celebrity chefs, millions of cookbooks coming out, the supermarkets rammed full of exciting ingredients. I just presumed that we'd sort of started to get back into the whole swing of cooking from home. Mm. But it seems quite the opposite, actually. I mean, over a third of Brits, 37% of them, admit that they do not cook a fresh meal each night of the week, and 40% of the nation admitting that they live on a midweek diet of snack food and ready meals, which just makes me so sad.
It's not ideal, is it? But from my perspective, I don't sometimes get home until sort of 6:45 at night. And it does take up quite a lot of time to cook something nice. So I try and get organised and do something that my husband can put in the oven when he gets home. You know, that kind of try and organise a night ahead. But it is a case of being organised, isn't it?
That, to me, is my best advice. I think what you've just said, I absolutely nails it. I think if you spend Sunday afternoon, you've got nothing much to do, make a vat of bolognese, you can turn that into lasagna midweek, maybe a shepherd's pie, whatever, and or make a big vat of soup or something, or stew that can be turned into a pie, whatever. Just be a little bit organised. And it just means that you've always got something at hand if you're feeling a bit tired. Because we all, look, don't get me wrong, I cook all day, every day. Come home and you might think that the last thing I want to do is cook. But sometimes, you know, pop a bottle of wine open, have a little chat with your boyfriend. It's really nice to actually throw something together, and it's a great way to wind down. But I also think that people have a perception that food is, you've got to be really fancy these days to have a proper dinner. And I think that that's not necessarily the truth. I mean, I was brought up, if my mum was tired and couldn't be asked, we would have, you know, a ploughman's dinner, you know, with a big wedge of Stilton, some salad, some bread, or maybe some cheese on toast.
So that's still nicer than maybe popping something in the microwave, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. And that's, you know, if you get some really nice sourdough bread, some red onion marmalade, a couple of slices of Stilton, bung that under the grill with some Worcester sauce, side salad on the side, that's a well-balanced meal.
Hmm. You know? And vegetables don't take long to steam either,
not
do they? Something like that.
Not at all. So, you know, don't feel... I think there's so much pressure from people because the ready meal culture almost shows what you can have on a daily basis for dinner, that unless you're having your extravagant Thai green curry or whatever, then you're not having a proper dinner. When in actual fact, just let's get back to basics. Let's enjoy British food, fresh, local, nutritionally balanced British food.
And you yourself, because you've got quite a glamorous image, haven't you? Do you always look like that when you're in the kitchen? Whenever we see you on TV, I always think.
It always makes me laugh when people say I'm glamorous, because if you saw me, I'm such a klutz. I've got scuff shoes. I look like this because I love music. I love this. I've been into the 60s scene for, you know, since I was about 14. And so I've always had a beehive and I've always, you know, worn retro clothes. But I'm so not glamorous. It's so hilarious.
But you always look so well turned out when you're on
but
the
TV. But that's because of music. It's weird. It's not because I know nothing about fashion. And if you sort of hung out with me for about 5 minutes and I tripped over my feet about 100 times, you'd probably think quite the contrary.
And do you get recognised quite a lot now? Because you do have such a distinctive image.
Yeah, starting to. It's weird. This past year has totally changed my life, you know. And, you know, the beginning of the year I had my book out and then I did Cook Yourself Thin, this sort of second series, and then Cookery School came about. And, you know, so definitely my profile is getting bigger and it's quite, you know, I do have a quite a strong image. So it's hard not to be noticed. But it's great. At the moment, I think I'm in that position where it's still really good fun.
You don't mind being stopped and asked. Do you get people ask you for advice on cooking if they bump into you?
Yeah, you do, actually.
Get stopped. Oh, just a minute. Can you tell me how to do this?
On Twitter, I get about sort of 40 people a day going, oh, what should I have for dinner? I'm like, God, if I had time to answer this, it'd be amazing.
You could have cooked something for
them exactly.
In that time. And what about you yourself? I mean, as you say, that there are quite a lot of chefs on TV at the moment. What? Why did you decide to go into that sort of kind of thing?
Well, purely by accident, actually. I used to work behind the scenes. When I left catering school, I chefed for a little bit, but then I started working at Good Food Magazine. When I left Good Food Magazine, I was an assistant food stylist, home economist. So I was working behind the scenes on a lot of TV shows, and everyone kept trying to get me on telly, and I refused point blank for about 4 years. And then one day, a really good pilot came up and I just thought, okay, if I'm going to do it, this is the one to do it with. And kind of the rest is history. It's sort of everything's developed from there. And become really successful, but it's purely by accident. I'm actually quite terrified of TV. It's really scary.
You never know it to see you on the TV.
Really?
But I think, but as you say, so you've kind of always been involved with food, but behind the scenes.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've chefed. I left catering school. You know, I came top of my class. I won an intern placement to work, going right for BBC Good Food magazine. I'm a real genuine, food lover. You know, I don't feel comfortable unless I'm cooking on a day-to-day basis. I love the creative side of it. TV is a very strange thing. suddenly you sort of always get a bit nervous about how, putting it all out there. I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, people have an idea of what you're like, and then they probably tell you when they see you, don't they?
Yeah.
Do you feel quite pleased, though, if someone maybe does write to you or come up to you and go, actually, you've inspired me to get cooking and do something? Because then at least you think, well, someone's learned something from you.
I mean, my thing was to, because of my age, to go out and try and get a younger audience excited about food. And I do get so overexcited when you get somebody who's sort of 17, 18 years old going, I'm having a dinner party, you've inspired me to do this, you've changed my life, you've made me stop wanting to eat processed foods. That, which essentially is really encouraging for what we're talking about today, when you see that younger audience who may not have the opportunities, because partly what we're talking about today is, how we're not sitting down and enjoying food together anymore. And, to actually see that there is a younger generation who really don't want to fall into that trap is really exciting.
And what about you yourself? What's your favourite thing to cook with?
I'm a big cheese fan. Everyone who follows me on Twitter and has read interviews with me will know that I'm a big lover of Stilton cheese, and I have it on absolutely everything.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because it's quite an acquired taste for some, isn't it?
See, people say that. I think as a cheese, maybe. I don't think so, but, that's because I love it. But I think if you're unsure of the flavour of Stilton, then put it into things like macaroni cheese, put it on your pizza, make it so you're having it sort of in a cooked, because it sort of takes away the aggressiveness of it, makes it creamier. But don't, I think a lot of people think that they don't like Stilton because they think that they don't like blue cheese, and it's a much milder blue cheese than most.
Okay, so that's your tip, maybe try something different as well.
Definitely.
Never know. So where can people find out more about all this?
I've done some recipes on the Stilton website, actually, so www.stiltoncheese.com, and then obviously my website, which is gizzyerskine.com. There'll be loads of recipes on there as well.
Excellent. That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank
really
you.
Nice to speak
so
to you.
Nice
Have a good
to
weekend.
Speak to you. You too, darling.